There I am. For a minute, I was like, oh no, not again. Hey, it's KC here with Wake Up with KC. And yes, I'm here. I said I was going to be launching in March 2024. It's going to be April. Yeah, April 2024. There has been more delays. I can't make this stuff up. I'm like, please. I want a break or a breakthrough with the things I've been going through. Phone, it seems like it's electrical issues this time, or technical issues. The phone, the car, I'm just like, and in my internet, Wi-Fi. So, yeah, I just don't get it. I'm just trying to go with the flow, not stress out, not worry. But you know what? I'm a human being, and you know, everything I plan and, you know, like, okay, I'm going to start this, I'm going to do this, and yeah. And it just seems like it's been backfiring. I don't know, you know, are you guys going through this? Because, yeah, it's pretty, you know, my car's in the shop. Now, I've posted some things on, because now I'm learning TikTok. So, yeah, you can check me out there. I think it's Wake Up with KC. I think so. Now I have to look back because I'm like, oh. So I'm trying to learn TikTok. And I just got, you know, my other car was dying, you know. And it was just a, you know, 2011 HHR. And it was just, and I'm Ubering. That's what I'm doing to, you know, be able to pay my bills. But if I'm not Ubering, I'm not bringing in some income. So I was able to, my boyfriend got a car for me, and it's a GMC Terrain 2019, low mileage, looked good. We went, got the, it's like a Carfax thing to check to see if there was no, you know, major issues or whatnot. We get it. Well, it seems like shortly after we got it, the, you know, when you open the car doors, the front interior lights come on, right? But they weren't happening. That wasn't working. So we took it in to the, you know, we have the vehicle protection plan kind of thing. Well, we took it in there. It's been in there for 3 weeks now, and they can't figure out what's going on. Yeah. And the Wi-Fi, come to find out, my landlord changed the router, didn't let us know, which I'm not going to blame him. He's, you know, up there in his wisdom years, I'm going to say. And I've been having issues with my internet. And then I'm dealing with another issue with my phone that, yeah, my daughter's phone. Actually, we sent it in. It was under warranty. There was no damage. There was no cracks. Just a little black dot on the screen. So we got a replacement. I sent the other one back, cleared it out, cleaned it out, whatnot. Then I could bill $600-something. I'm like, hold up. Wait a second. What is this from? So I'm dealing with that. So, yeah. And I'm trying to get the show going, do my Uber, like just do my thing that I can do in order, you know, to get, to keep the, you know, income coming in while I'm waiting for other things to open up and come, you know, come in and to help me so I can relieve myself from doing this because now I got this coming in. And yeah. You know, that's what I'm holding on in my intentions and, you know, what I'm trying to bring into my existence, my reality, you know, what I'd like to experience and do and have and be, okay? That I'm learning to change my vocabulary and you have to be, it takes work, it's learning a new skill. is to unlearn something and learn something, a new way of perceiving, speaking, because I'll be talking about this in, you know, upcoming episodes of spelling, spells, forecasting spells every day. And we don't even realize it. I'm realizing it now. So that's why I'm like very like mindful and aware of what I'm speaking about. And it does take, it takes work. And you know what? It's okay to pause for a minute and to think about what you want to say. You know, being aware of the old ways that you spoke into a new way of speaking in order to change things for the better for, you know, you and me and all of us. So along this journey, and I'm going to be talking about that coming up, but it's going to be, I really wanted to, and my daughter just had her baby shower. So yeah, I was dealing with helping to get that. Thank God you know, the father's parents helped. It was beautiful and windy. It was a beautiful day and then started overcast, but we managed, and it was at a park and we had a big pavilion. A lot of people showed up. So I want to give a shout out to everyone that was invited, that was able to come and celebrate my daughter and her boyfriend's baby shower. That, thank you so much. It really meant a lot to her. So I just, yeah. You guys will soon meet my daughter here on the show, because I tend to have her join me. So that's part of the new season with Wake Up with KC. Right now, she's got, next week she'll be 36 weeks. So her due date's April 27th. So yeah, I'm planning on trying to get this show on and going. I got some interviews that I have done, and I'm working on some content and some topics to also talk about, because I want to teach, I want to educate, I want to teach, I want to share with you the things that, you know, on my journey that I've discovered and realized, and in order to help us transform and realize, you know, the best way I could say, the lies, the deceit and the bullshit that's been going on for thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of years. It really has. And it's just, once you wake up, you can't, there's no going back. I'm going to be honest, when I like started waking up and realizing things, I was angry at first, because it was like, I felt I was lied to, that I've been living a lie. And that's what I want to share with you. Like, is it possible that you're living a lie and you have a false identity of who you are? And is that why, you know, some of the things that you're going through and experiencing, that, you know, if I would have known this way back, my life probably would have turned out a little differently, you know, for the better too. You know, and that, those are the things that, you know, I questioned, and I was like, wow, you know, if I would have known this, you know, but everything happens for a reason. So that's why I'm sharing it with you this now, and in the channeling as well. I'm going to be doing this on so far I'm led that it feels okay to do some channeling here on my podcast, so you can see for yourself. And like I say, I'm on TikTok, so I give a little bit, and honestly, it's like I've been going meditating on, do I do some channeling here on Wake Up with KC, or is it another platform that I use? And I'm getting a little hit right now when I say that. So I'm going to pause on the channeling part. But as soon as I know, because I'm always hesitant to a little, because I know I'm going to be doing this and I need to start doing this, but it's like, where? In what platform? So just bear with me on that one, because I just want to, because it's, yeah, you're just going to have to wait on that one. I even announced it on TikTok that, you know, I'm going to be channeling. I think it's going to be TikTok. Yeah, TikTok, that I will do some channeling, just a brief channeling. And then I'm opening up some like consulting. I want to say consulting. Not so much coaching. It's like consulting, coaching, and spiritual advising all wrapped up into one. So I'd rather just say consulting. That way it can expand and work with whatever like kind of issue that you're dealing with. I can consult and give you a perspective or a different way of looking at what the issue is or what you're dealing with, and just help guide you and provide you the resources, whatever it is, based on what you are specifically dealing with, what you are going through, and help you with that. And a channeling session as well. So it's all like a complete package kind of deal. I'm going to be offering a 30-minute session and a hour session or an hour and a half session. Very affordable. So it's like a slowly gradually thing of, because for now I'm not able to do Uber. Cars in the shop still. But eventually, once I could get that schedule, like time management of, okay, because I planned this out ahead of time, like, okay, we're going to do this on Wednesdays. That's when I'm going to do all my recordings, all that stuff. And then open some small in-between interviews and doing the show, opening up some time frames to where I can do some consulting to those that are interested and would like some guidance or a fresh set of eyes to, or, you know, a fresh I guess a different kind of perspective, a new perspective of maybe that, like having it a possible answer or a solution to whatever you're dealing with, or help guide you in whatever you're dealing with. On Wednesdays, and then gradually when I get these sessions and appointments, you know, expanding more and more, open up more another day, like slowly, gradually do this to where I'm no longer having to Uber. I'm doing this full time and the speaking engagements, you know, to talk about the, you know, limited beliefs programs and whatnot. And I'm trying to get some other, I got the one, I got a presentation that I got put together about the overcoming limited beliefs and whatnot. Now I'm going to be soon talking about the goddess, rise up the goddess in you kind of thing, going about history and whatnot about goddesses and how we are, especially us women, we are connected to a goddess, okay? And it's time to rise up. So that's another thing I'm going to be in future episodes. So look forward to that. And what else? I can't even think right now. I just got over like helping put a baby shower together and whatnot. So, and now I gotta get ready for her birthing the thing. No, the baby. And yes, I'm gonna welcome a grandson, my first grandson. So now I can say it because now it's out there. So my little kiddo. So I'm gonna be blessed with my first grandson, and I miss my granddaughters. So I'm hoping this summer I can go spend some time with them. I miss them. I'm starting to miss them. So yeah, I got a whole bunch of things going on here. But yeah, that's so far the update. I'm going to continue pre-recording some interviews and then take the time to go online. I'm thinking, When to air everything. I guess on Wednesdays. I'm going to change from Monday to Wednesday. I'm like really trying to figure like go inward, get the insight of when, because it's like I already see it done already, but now I have to go back and like, okay, connect everything to where, okay, now I was doing it on Mondays. So I guess stick to Monday. I don't know. I have to, like, I'm not getting anything. That's where I'm, like, I'm actually talking to the spirit guys as I'm talking to you. And I'm like, waiting to feel, like, yes or no answers. And that's part of my gift, too. So I'll have to keep you updated on when everything's going to start airing, too, apparently. I honestly thought March, I was getting all ready for March, but, things change and I have to just go with the change, adapt, fluctuate, and then try again and then get the insight from them, you know, spirit, higher self, because they actually know what's best. And, that's what I'm going to do. But be patient. I really got some good, interesting things to share with you. Oh my God. And I've been like really wanting to, but I've learned like the human self in me gets all excited and I want to jump in. Like I'm not just putting my foot in the water. No, I'm diving in. That's me, especially when it feels good. And I have learned through trial and error of when I get excited and I feel something, I just boom, take action. Sometimes that's not good. So I'm just giving you a little nugget, some consulting advice. When you feel very passionate and like you get this fresh idea and whatnot, I'm learning to write that idea down, which I have. I have a little book. Oh, it's over there on the nightstand. Oh, God. All right. I write it down now. Like if I have an idea, a vision, or I see something, or, you know, I'm learning, write it all down. It's great. It might be a great idea, a great project to start and whatnot, but don't just jump in and take action and boom. There's some like, I want to say divine timing, like vibrational in frequency and people to come in and help you along the way to where it manifests. And that's really when a hard lesson that I had to learn. So it just to share with you, to help you avoid, like if you've done it once, learn from that experience. But sometimes it takes us, you know, two or three times before we like, oh yeah, now knowing what I know, I've learned. Okay, this is a great idea, I'm so excited. And I want to get, and I go ahead and I'm like, okay, I'm going to put this out there. Boom, boom, boom. But then I do not know what's coming in the spirit realm. They do know your spirit guides, angels, guardian angels and whatnot. Your even higher self knows you better than you do. Consciously, subconsciously, it's a whole nother in the subconscious and the spiritual realm, the invisible realm of things, especially with our spirit guides and guardian angels and whatnot. So I'm learning, go to them go to like higher self and them and say, okay, this is what I got here. So, you know, I'm going to trust and rely on you guys to help guide my way. And letting me know when to do something, when to take action, because I know you are helping me with this to make it come to fruition. Two, like in the physical realm. So that's what I've learned. I just wanted to share that little nugget with you. So I guess I'm doing a little consulting sessions today. So, and do not give up. And just because, you know, you made a first attempt or a second attempt or even a third attempt, stop and pause. And if you're starting a new project or something new, pause for a moment. And ask yourself, is there something I'm missing? Is the timing right for me to move forward with this or take action with this? And when should I go forward or take action? I think I said that right. Like, when's a good time to do, when's the day, time, and whatnot? Give me, you know, the truth on this. You know, is this something that I should be continuing to doing and then wait for the answer? Is there something I'm missing? When is the time or the day and time? So you got to be a little bit more specific. When is the day, time, and year even? Like, have them provide those answers for you to guide you along the way. You know, that's the best thing I can share with you. So stay tuned. I have more. I do have to jump off because I have to, I'm a producer on a side gig job that I'm doing while I'm waiting to go back to Uber. But I look forward to coming on and sharing some more wisdom with you, teaching you, guiding you as well. So stay tuned, because you never know what I'm going to talk about here on Wake Up with KC. And it's all to help you transform, awaken, be educated, be informed, and become the best version of you.